Lesson 6.
Story page.
Page 127. Task 2A. Listen and read the article.
The United States of America.
The United States of America is the name of the country composed of 50 states joined in the Federal Republic, and its citizens are known as Americans. In the north, the U.S. is bordered by Canada, and in the south, it borders on Mexico. It is washed by the Atlantic Ocean in the east and by the Pacific Ocean in the west. Hawaii, which became the 50th state in 1959, is situated in the Pacific Ocean halfway between the west coast states and the far east. Alaska is separated from Russia by only about 50 miles across the Bering Strait. The main part of the United States consists of several physical divisions, including highlands and lowlands regions. Major highlands are the Appalachian Mountains in the east and the Rocky Mountains in the west. The Rocky Mountains extend from Mexico to Canada. The mountains are crossed by streams which flow through deep canyons and fall into the Pacific Ocean. The largest among them are the Colorado and the Columbia rivers. These rivers are unsuitable for navigation, but they serve as an immense source of electric power. The central lowland between the two main mountain ranges makes up the basin of Mississippi River. Its main tributaries are the Missouri and the Ohio rivers. The Mississippi, together with Missouri, form the longest river in the world, 7,300 kilometers. The northern part of the USA embraces the region of the five Great Lakes: Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario, which are connected by natural canals carved by rapids. The greatest of these rapids is the Niagara Falls. Crossed by mountain ranges from north to south, the country is unprotected from cold winds from the north and from warm winds from the south. This causes great temperature fluctuations. On the whole, the USA has a continental climate. The country is rich in coal, oil, iron, and minerals, which form a solid base for the development of American industry. The United States economy is highly developed. In fact, the United States is one of the leading countries in the world economy. The people of the United States are a mixture of many different nationalities. The United States is often called a big melting pot of countries. In a melting pot, different metals are melted together to make a new metal. The United States is like a melting pot for people. In the past, people from many different European countries came to the U.S. and made one country out of many. In one city, you can find people whose parents or great-grandparents came from China, Africa, South America, Southeast Asia, and many European countries. These different people brought a wonderful mixture of customs and traditions to their new land. The German brought Christmas trees, the Irish, St. Patrick's Day celebrations, the Scots, Halloween. The red, white, and blue flag of the United States is known as Old Glory, or the Stars and Stripes. Red stands for courage, white for purity, and blue for justice. 13 stripes represent the first original American colonies, which were united into one country. The stars in the flag, white on the deep blue background, represent the number of states making up the United States. Today, it has 50 stars, one for each state, and 13 stripes, one for each of the original states. Everyone can be greatly surprised how Americans honor and treat their flag. In American schools, the day begins with a ceremony of raising the flag.